So imagine trying to map out the complete overhaul of an entire rural economy. I mean, every single seed, every cow, every human need and dollar, just all onto a single piece of paper.
It sounds completely impossible, right? But in July 2013, the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform actually tried to do exactly that. They mapped it out in their policy for the Recapitalization and Development Program.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We've tailored this one specifically for you because, well, we know you love unpacking complex frameworks quickly. So today we are decoding how a massive bureaucracy visually blueprints, an agrarian revolution.
Yeah, moving from a massive, almost utopian vision all the way down into the very literal gears of a strict compliance funnel.
Right. So to start, we have to look at the centerpiece of this policy. It's a diagram they call the Agrarian Transformation System.
Right, and the ultimate policy goal stated right at the bottom there is creating vibrant, sustainable, and equitable rural communities.
But what's really interesting to me is how they structure that goal. They actually place the community directly in the center.
Exactly, right in the middle. And branching off from that, you have these two main economic engines. You've got cropping, which focuses on vital inputs like seeds and fertilizer, and then livestock, which focuses on cattle and feed.
And those agricultural pillars aren't just like floating in midair,
No,
right?
not at all. The diagram shows them resting incredibly heavily on two foundational blocks. One is meeting basic needs, and the other is tenure system reform.
Okay, so that is really the core architectural mechanism of the entire policy.
Yeah, it explicitly acknowledges that handing someone seeds or a tractor is completely useless if the underlying socioeconomic structure is broken.
Right, it's like a garden ecosystem. I mean, you can't just toss seeds and cattle onto a plot of land and expect success unless you first cultivate the soil.
The soil being the tenure system reform in this case.
Exactly, yeah. And you have to provide water, which would be meeting basic needs. Without those, the rural community just won't be sustainable or vibrant.
That's a great way to put it. Because think about the actual mechanics of tenure system reform. If a farmer doesn't have secure legal ownership or, tenure of their land, they cannot use it as collateral.
Right. And without collateral, they definitely can't secure a commercial bank loan to buy the feed or fertilizer required to actually scale up those agricultural pillars.
Exactly. It forces you to view land reform as this highly interdependent economic system rather than just a simple real estate transaction.
Okay, so we have this beautifully engineered system on paper, but how does a farmer actually interact with it? Like, if I need to secure my land tenure or get those subsidized seeds, I have to navigate the government's machinery to get it right.
You do. And that machinery is mapped out in the CRDP workflow process. That's the Comprehensive Rural Development Program.
Right, and the focal point here is this massive diagram of a funnel labeled RECAP, which is short for recapitalization.
Yeah, it visually depicts every single stakeholder. So farmers, strategic partners, state officials, all dropping into a multi-tiered five-step filtering system.
Wait, but looking at this RECAP funnel, I mean, it's just endless tiers of evaluation pointing straight toward the Department of Rural Development and strict compliance.
It's a very rigid, yes.
So if I'm a farmer and I need fertilizer right now, before the planting window closes, isn't this five-step government filter going to completely strangle my operation?
You've hit on the central tension of the entire document right there. See, the funnel is fundamentally designed as a shield for government resources.
Right, because they're distributing immense amounts of taxpayer capital.
Exactly. So they engineered these multi-layered filters to prevent fraud and ensure strict accountability across the board.
But agriculture doesn't really care about bureaucratic timelines, you know.
Precisely. The workflow prioritizes compliance, but farming prioritizes seasons. So if a RECAP funding request for vital irrigation gets bottlenecked in, say, tier three of that compliance funnel during a drought, the crop just fails.
Wow, so the rigid accountability mechanism actually risks undermining the exact agrarian transformation that it's trying to fund.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's a stark reminder that true recapitalization requires fixing the foundation before you fund the farm.
It's such a fascinating look at how policy tries to capture reality. I mean, to synthesize all of this, the 2013 framework is ambitious because it forces us to see land reform as an interconnected web.
Yeah, balancing the immediate need for agricultural inputs with long-term land tenure, all while wrestling with the strict workflow compliance of a massive government program.
Which leaves you with a totally different question to ponder on your own long after we wrap up today. This rigid five-step compliance funnel was built for the rural economy of 2013.
Right, almost a decade ago now. Well, over a decade.
Exactly. So when you see perfectly organized government funnels and diagrams on paper, how much of that pristine logic do you think actually survives contact with the messy, unpredictable realities of farming, especially with the massive climate shifts and rapid technological disruptions we are seeing in agriculture today?